Moose Jaw. City administration expects the reconstruction of the Crescent View lift station to cost $66.41 million, so it's hoping that its new application for federal funding is successful. During its January 27 regular meeting, City Council voted unanimously to support the City of Moose Jaw's application to the Canada Housing Infrastructure Fund, CHIF, to support the Crescent View Headworks venue replacement project. The new structure will have an increased sewage capacity to serve a future population of 45,000 people and the potential to expand to 60,000, while it will help prevent sewage backups and overflows and support new housing developments. CHIF covers 40% of projects' required funding needs, up to $100 million, which means if City Hall's application were successful, the fund could provide $26,564,000, a council report said. City Hall would then cover the remaining $39,846,000. It has already accumulated $24 million and expects to acquire the remaining $16,440,000 over the next 2 years. The fund is available for shovel-ready initiatives that help develop new housing projects that increase densification, with the initiatives expected to enhance infrastructure for drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, and solid waste, the report continued. However, the money is contingent on communities adopting certain requirements, such as adopting zoning changes before this spring that allow up to 4 separate dwelling units to be built on one property, not starting construction until environmental assessments or consultations with First Nations occur, completing the project before September 2031, reporting on climate resilience and adaptation measures during the project, supporting a housing needs assessment. These conditions do not need to have been adopted for the city to apply for CHIF approval, the report added. However, the application does call for us to indicate a willingness to adopt the requirements to become eligible. Administration told council during the meeting that it will still proceed with the construction of the Headworks venue while waiting to hear about its application status. Council comments: approving this request is a duh decision and one of good timing, considering the city needs financial support for this project, chuckled Cown. Don Lunning. During its recent budget meetings, council discussed the fact it can't complete all its projects without federal and provincial funding. Cown. Chris Warren pointed out that the funding stipulation of constructing 4 units on a property has created tension and concern in larger Canadian municipalities. I'm all for densification. It's better, and it's creating more opportunities for our housing needs. It is making the best use of our existing infrastructure as opposed to building new, he said. So it makes sense to me. Cown. Patrick Boyle said he, begrudgingly, supported the motion because council needed money for the Headworks project. However, he didn't like that Ottawa was forcing the city of Moose Jaw to change a bylaw to access funding to replace one of the most important pieces of infrastructure in the community. When in the history of this city has the federal government mandated a bylaw change specifically to hamstring you to acquire funding? He continued. Boyle added that this program is designed more to increase densification in bigger cities like Vancouver because they have very little space to build outward. The next regular council meeting is Monday, February 10.